Tallinnu pozdravil. Ljubljani, ne, slišite tako, kot da bi prihajali tele zvoki. Recimo iz Bombaja v Indiji. No, pa še nismo tako daleč, ampak prihajajo iz Nove Gorice, iz festivala Pixel Point, kjer se nahaja cirkulacija dve v začetni fazi svojega delovanja v okviru festivala preomenjenega. Ne. Delujemo v prostorih kulturnega centra Mostovna in sicer v mali dvorani, ki je prav lušno uporabna za tele naše reči. Ne. Danes smo prišli, ne, in že smo tukaj razporejeni na en tak tipičen cirkulantski način z kok 7 ljudmi v tem trenutku. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7 ljudmi. Od tega je Eliza Ulian iz Italije, Denis Tan iz Bremna oziroma originalno iz Indonezije, potem je Ksenija Čerče iz Ljubljane oziroma originalno iz Maribora, potem je Boštjan Leskovšek iz Ljubljane, Štefan Depner originalno iz Bremna, zdaj iz Ljubljane. Zaenkrat se mi zdi, pa še Monika Glan iz Berlina. V glavnem, kar ena taka hecna mednarodna mešana druščina, ki naj bi v teh dneh tukaj uspela proizvesti eno tako mešanco različnih multimedijskih ali pa intermedijskih zvočnih pristopov. V tem trenutku je delujoč samo ta zvočni del, ne, jutri bo pa že tudi vizualni del, v glavnem spet en od dogodkov, ki jih imenujemo totalni, ker pač zapsegajo marsikej, med tem tudi en tak način druženja oziroma podružbljanja, bi se rekli to s tako socialistično besedo, procesa, dela ustvarjanja oziroma karkoli že to je, ne, v tem projektu, ne, tukaj v okviru festivala Pixel Point omenjamo recimo pač sodelovanje na različnih nivojih, ne, intermedijsko, intermedialno, interdisciplinarno. Potem poteka pa tudi ena taka socialna socialno druženje oziroma socialno širjenje idej, ki ni nekako tako fokusirano na zapakirane evente, ne, sicer se bojo dogajali v večernih urah tudi taki dost da vides klasični performativni eventi. To je pač, da se zadovolji normalno publiko, za katero še ne vem, v kakšnih količinah bo. Tukaj upamo, da se bo recimo pojavilo ene par takih malo bolj raziskujočih ljudi oziroma ljudi, ki se jim mogoče kakšna nova zadeva zdi zanimiva. Mislim, cirkulacija, ne, zakaj bi bila nova zadeva, zato ker skuša na drugačen način oziroma na alternativen način ali kakorkoli bi že rekel človek najdeti en kanal, komunikacijski kanal, kjer umetnost ali pa to, kar počnemo, ne, kjer seveda paše v sfero umetnosti, še ni zakodirano do te mere, da bi bilo popolnoma izpraznjeno vsebine, ne, se pravi, pa te moraš reči nekaj bolj temeljega in sicer energije, ne. Tema letošnjega Pixel Pointa je dosti zanimiva, se imenuje trojna konjunkcija, dvopičje, miti, magija in kaj se niso metamorfoze, ampak nekaj drugega, no? V glavnem. Kako je naslov, Boštjan? Kako je naslov tega Pixel Pointa? Miti, magija in mutacije, ja, pardon. Zdaj, to temo sta čist dost regularno postavila dva nemška kustosa, ki sicer delujete v Berlinu. V preteklih letih so tisti, ki so pač tukaj blizu Nove Gorice, oziroma so sem prepotovali, lahko videli ene par dost zanimivih performance oziroma predavanj, ali pa saj predstavili se jih dost zanimivi ljudje, ne vem, kako je v resnici spadali. Recimo cirkulacija, mi nekako se mogoče skušamo odriniti od dost regularnega reprezentirajočega načina delovanja oziroma ponujanja umetnosti, ne? Ampak kot rečeno, čemo nekako v ta proces oziroma pol tudi v produkt, mogoče celo manj v produkt vnest tisto več plaste, ki pol mogoče lahko celo dobi ime ali pa naziv življenje. Zdaj, v tem trenutku bomo spustili malo zvokov cirkulacije. Se je sistem že do velike mere delujoč. Upam, da me slište, glavnem. Kot rečeno, spet neposredno iz situacije cirkulacije v Novi Gorici, v Mostovni. Tole že živo muziciranje. Poleg omenjenih, ne, sedmih v tem trenutku prisotnih skupaj z mano, Borutom Savskim, se bo v naslednjih dneh podružil še ene par posameznikov, ki bojo pač na svoj način dodal k temi neštri, ki je rečemo platforma za totalno umetnost. To bo Petra Kapš, ki bo tukaj prisotna jutri in pojutrišnjem. Potem Neven Korda, ki bo popestril pač na multimedijski del. Potem mogoče Milan Kristel in Bojana Đeljković, ki je nekako tako en tak simbolni oče tizga, kar se je potem razvil v idejo o retro rejvu oziroma en takem izjemoma populističnem pristopu cirkulacije, ki bo potekal v petek kot zaključni event tega festivala. Mogoče kulminacija, mogoče ne, v glavnem na vsak način ene vrste razsulo. Zdaj je samo odvisno kdaj, ne. Takrat se bomo spet slišali v neposrednem javljanju, tam nekje med 11. zvečer in 1. Zjutraj, ne, mislim, ja, po noč. Zdaj bomo pa poskušali počas dobiti ene par posameznikov tam k mikrofonu, če bodo sposobni te pozornosti, ne. Takole vstopamo spet v eter Radio Študent in sicer z letošnjo goste oziroma srečali smo se prvič. Now we switch to English, ne? Eliza Uljan, kolegica, a colleague from Udine, Italija. We met first time in Sajeta at the festival. Tell me something, what you do or what is your normal creative situation also in the place where you come from, something what comes to your mind.
Hello, my work during the week is to go around of Friuli Venezia Giulia and teach the technique of the voice. I work with child and with every people, and work I work with the voice. I teach to sing, and then we improvise together. I play like a game with the voice, with the people, and I try this when I have the possibility. In my place is not so easy to experiment, use the voice in a experimental way, but I try to make this. I like this. I study classical voices, but in one moment I say no, stop, it's not for me this, and I try to put out the voice like a game, and to create what happens in the moment, now, in the moment, what happens. And I work with other voices in a group. They are not here in this occasion. And it is female, yes. And now I am here to try to use the voice with computers and machines, and for me it's the first time. It's a new experience for me. It's a new experience. Always I use the voice in acoustic way. Ogni tanto. In some moments with the microphone or amplification, but now is the first time in this way. Wow.
And you will have a performance, named performance on Wednesday, no?
The name is Clash and Breath, from the clashing of noises, sounds and voices towards the breathing of the earth.
Okay, thank you, Elisa. Now we'll try to catch somebody else also. Now, this is just a short introduction. No? Zdaj očitno zadeva, ki ne paše preveč v hudo uro. Ne? To je tamle nemška naveza preko hipotenuze, bi človek rekel, nemško, oziroma bremanska naveza. Ne? Denis Tan in Štefan Döbner ga se klata z ritmi. Ne? In tle po moje bo vir razdora znotraj cirkulacije. Poklicali smo Denisa Tana, ki zdaj že približno cel teden oziroma 10 dni živi pri meni, ne? And again we switch to English, ne? We call Denis Tan, who has been living with me in my place for about 10 years, ne?
Yeah.
And now my question is, why this music at this special moment?
Why the special moment?
Yeah, because it happens so rarely.
Part of life, I suppose.
Yeah, music is noise.
Music is everything. I mean, it depends on the interpretation.
Yeah, now there is a big problem because you don't listen to my show where I want to put forward an idea that... What we do, né, and what still has potential is the non-music.
Yes. I mean, I cannot understand music. I understand music as sound. Sound is an element of music in a certain way. And, you know, listening music is like a sensation where you feel good about, you have a...
Yeah, sometimes you suffer, né?
Yeah, but that's part of music as well. I mean, emotions, music...
Part of life, né?
Definitely.
But here I agree. Music is part of emotional life, né?
Yes.
And we talked already about this animal situation, yes, which is linked to kind of timeless... no, but we will not go into this, né?
Yes, not now.
Just,
we should have coffee tomorrow.
Yeah. The broader situation, then music is sound, né? So, what you do in your life in Bremen or elsewhere where you come from and so on, describe yourself a little bit, please.
Yes. I just finished my studies in Bremen and in Braunschweig doing sound art. So what I do is I make installations, I make sculptures with sound, my themes are sound. I talk about sound in their many ways, as in like the past memories or sound poetry or sound memory, so to say, what you remember, because sound is so influential, yeah, just like music. When you hear a good piece of music, you laugh and you cry or you dance, and the next day you forget about it. But no, at that point in time, you are living to sound, to music, so to say. I mean, sitting in a train, you know, boring sounds in a train, but watching the life goes by, you know what I mean? You have different inspirations through a very boring, monotonous sound, but then through visual, you get some inspiration, or the other way around, you know? So that's, it's always subconscious in a certain way, and that's what I like to talk about. I mean, this subconscious, which you also talk about non-music, which is a definition of music, I would say, yeah? I mean, John Cage talked about listening to sounds, and that is the music on the streets. I mean, that is music as well, you know? I mean, then he's talking about formalism and structuralism and stuff like that. But there's some truth in it. I mean, there is some magical truth in it. Like, incidents that happen, like a car goes like, bam, and a dog goes, bam, and a mother goes, bam, and a baby goes, woo. You know, it sounds funny in a certain way. And we enjoy such short moments, and that is what sound for me is, because sound is... a very direct living and birth and death. Yeah, I mean, you make a pump and it starts from 0 to 100 or whatsoever in time, and it dies, so to say. So what is left? Nothing is left. You know, it's an immaterial. But the nice thing is to work with immaterial in a certain way because of this power they have and this emotional sense as well, reminiscence of sound and yeah.
Yeah, but what you talk about. When listening, for instance, to normal sounds, which are actually functional, they come from totally non-aesthetic thing, which a car passes by because it wants to arrive somewhere, right? And you can listen to its melody, but in this way you are putting it into aesthetical context.
Yes,
right?
I believe that is an aesthetical context because we have people, experts making sound design for cars and for engines and stuff like that. They know what to look for in a machine to either strengthen certain sounds or to make certain sounds more important where you actually hear it or feel it, so to say. And so I believe there's some interest in it because like a motor, if you have different kind of valves, they will resonate at the different frequency. I mean, we don't hear this as musical frequencies, of course not. But if you analyze it, you get the same note in a musical tone, so to say, which is interesting because it feels like things are always pitched to a certain way. And I believe that, I mean, because sound there's also this resonating factor to sound. I mean, if you put a constant tone to a sound in a room, and you have a resonating, you affect the resonating frequency of the room itself, it resonates to its own frequency, to sound. So I mean, things are built in such a way that they have their own resonance frequency. So say like motors and, you know, engines or whatsoever, you know, there's some form.
And when you move into such space, you also change it, no?
Yes, yes.
Dynamically,
yeah, definitely. Because I think it's also because how we hear them as well, you know. Because our ears are left and right. And if you block sound from one ear, someone stands in front of a speaker standing in front of your right ear, and someone stands in front of your right ear, you don't hear any more sound. You hear like, you know, a diffuse kind of sound. So I think it's also, it also has to do with how we hear as well. That's why we notice this change in dynamics in room and sound and space and.
Okay, Dennis has agreed to be in the next month's. Well, maybe half a year, maybe sooner.
Yeah.
Also part of Huda Ura. Then we'll try to organize kind of occasional broadcasts where you will arrange, for instance, your local situation and take over the Huda Ura. And in this sense, we will like somehow introduce some other, not just this local Ljubljana space. Ne?
Yeah, I mean space, I mean yeah, sound is space and space is sound. I mean if I record a sound from India and I play it here, of course if I have languages in it, you understand it's India, but if I just tell it, say it's London, you know, and people might believe me, you know, because it's so abstract in a certain way. We do not really know what can happen, you know. So that's a nice part. Yes, I would love to do it.
Okay, super. And for this event here in Nova Gorica, tomorrow you will have kind of presentation in a sense a bit broader and more multimedia. So also to watch it, what you did in the past and actually who you are.
Yes.
But with like PowerPoints. Almost yeah, PowerPoint like situation.
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, that's the way. It's a nice way to present yourself and to talk about things. I would like to have it a bit more open to have people come over and, you know,
and to discuss
bit, about what they think about it.
Like your output as the focus, no?
Yeah.
Of this discussion.
Yes.
And then, when did we say that you will have a concert? You will all have a solo performance.
Yeah, on Thursday I'll do a Thursday. Uh-huh. Thursday. But on Wednesday I'll do a short collaboration with Eliza. Uh-huh. And she will do voice, I'll do some, soundscapes.
Yeah, super. Yeah. We will have after hours, so to speak, at 11 o'clock or even sooner every day and during the day also. Né?
Yeah.
A lot of sounds, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to listen to stuff. I mean, one has to take time to listen, but give some time.
Again, John Cage.
Yeah, see.
Okay, thanks, Dennis.
Thanks a lot, Borut.
Next time again.
Have a nice evening, yeah.
Let's hope so. No, tole, kar zdajle poslušamo, je eskapada Štefane in Elize z mojhno intervencijo Boštjana Leskovška. Dajmo malo to poslušati. Thank you. Ok. Samo se malo usklajujemo v glavnem, da ne bo preveč na glas. Now, here we have another guest, ne? Monika Glan, which is actually not new. Ne? We have been working together also on the airways of Radio Student 13 years ago, in 97 for the first time. And lately, I'm very happy that you decided to come, ne, because I hope that more people would be able, you know, to join in this manner, not to be invited as artists, ne, but to see that it is relatively open and they can join in if they find themselves relatively compatible. Ne. So I'm very happy that you did this. Ne. Because I was already losing my, belief in my verbal possibilities to describe things in a simple way. But there was one Russian guy, Belarusian guy, who also applied, but later on it came out that actually he's like normal artist waiting for a curator or producer to be invited. And I mean, then you say no, sorry, we are not like this. No? We don't want to be put in the situation of a producer. No? So we are still looking for open situations, no? Like you. No? Are you?
Yes.
und blah 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 blah. And we are also trying to somehow make alive again this new media approaches, which we together started years ago, ne? Which in between were a little bit dead, ne? Or without any kind of energy or reason, ne? What can you say about that?
Yeah, well, actually, this field of new media or so-called new media, for me, I don't distinguish so much between different media or what is new media or old media. For me, these are tools or vehicles or prolongations or means to transport something over.
Yeah, so, but tools are actually structures which are built to perform one specific duty. For instance, in the old media, I don't find so many possibilities of spreading the information. Usually, new media, the so-called new media is cheap, ne? And it's not used. It was not used, or it's still not used. I mean, in the sense that we thought it would be used in 97, eh?
Okay, this is a very different topic, or these are two topics you open now. This one is the discussion about new media, and the other discussion is the visions which one could have, or different people had in different ways, but we're meeting in some points, like this project in the late 90s, when the chance opened to use internet as a platform. And for me, for example, the vision was that this powerful media, which can reach so many people, can be used by those people who are reached by it. It's an old idea which comes from Dada time still, to have more than one-way radio, a radio which goes in both directions, and this internet seemed to be the big chance that everybody could participate. No? And I think a lot of what I personally was hoping could happen, there are two levels. One level is technically, or this level of participation, and there I see a lot is happening. Actually, it is happening. Not exactly as I was imagining it, but this doesn't matter so much. Many ideas which were there before, like you invite somebody at some place and you can share this, what this person has to say, like for a lecture, can in the same time be listened to at other places, and also afterwards listened to or more people have access to who are not locally there. So you can bridge large distances, for example. One thing what I naively was thinking was that this would change the way human relations could develop, or interaction between people could develop. And I did not understand that time that this is about people and not about the media itself. And this is also, this simply is like that. So I don't share this frustration I see that some people of my generation have, or of those people who were in the beginning times when it became public media, because of course it was much before already, these ideas around also in artist circles. But when it became accessible and all of a sudden possible to do, where did I start? So I don't share this frustration. I think it's great what is happening, and it's a lot of exciting stuff also there, what is done. But we need to think further. I mean, now, that time it was kind of visionary because it was not yet done, but it was on the edge, so it was very close to what is done, and it's more the questions, where does it go, or how can I go further? And this I find here interesting as from this platform you are trying to build, that each time everything has to be negotiated anew, so it's open in a sense that it's not fixed before who does what or agreed on, but has negotiated through doing also. And yeah, in Sayeta I could participate in this platform by your invitation, and after this I saw some possibilities to approach it differently, because there, for example, was not much discussion, but also first one needs to see what is going on or what the people who are working in this are doing, and out of this some ideas can develop, and I hope that this time we can work further on what specifically can be worked out, or also on these questions of visions or where to move.
One of the like you say, negotiable things is also the desire of a number of people to discuss, which until now it was somehow dying out. It was kind of one of the first ideas that we tried to have kind of salons, né, where things would be discussed, and then it died out. Né? This was like 3 years ago. Né? Just one has to somehow not force it, né, just negotiate it. Né? I want to talk about this, né? Not with everybody, maybe it can be just like three people and they can talk already, and that this is already exchanging ideas. Né? But this verbal level for me is also very important, and I'm very sorry that it doesn't happen so often, né? That we are reduced to some kind of bent, which bothers me a lot.
Yeah, it's funny, I didn't perceive it like this in Sayeta.
Because you are from the within, even if we didn't talk, you saw the structure, the technology, and how we communicate.
And for me, I like this approach that you start with doing something, and okay, I didn't come from zero because I knew some of the people before and also from longer times it works. But in this combination, it was very different than anything I could imagine before. But then it's interesting to start from the practical side and then just grab something where you see some potential in it. This might be for everybody different then again. And try to focus on this or just put some trigger in and see if some feedback comes. And if not, then not, then you try with something else. But maybe some feedback comes and out of this something else develops. And now, for example, I see it's a very different combination of people. So this will be, there are different interests as well.
This is one idea that we don't, remain always the same soup, that we don't learn how to behave, how to have the same roles all over again and to be perfect at the end. Ne? Mm. Just to somehow move forward, ne? Exchanging ideas, even becoming like more, I don't know, popular, ne? Like before it was like almost reggae, ne? For me.
Almost
reggae music. Okay, for now this is okay. I mean, will you have some performances? You will try to add to some discussions. Tomorrow comes Petra Kapsch, and you know her, and she's also like very much into this verbal. So we try to find some, like, because I know that Stefan also then starts to talk, and Bostian also once he starts.
Actually, I'm not interested in discussion for the sake of discussion, but when there are some points, but I see some points I'm interested in to develop further, and there are some words sometimes are helpful, I would put it this way. So I'm really interested in trying out things and practically also.
I think it's some ritual, even if we try very hard to evade all these kind of genres, né, formats, it is still a cultural pattern. Né? You can have a little bit of this ritual to start something which is not then empty, né? Without any energy, né? So we'll try, no? So okay, thanks. Takole vseh ostalih drugih pa danes ne bomo,
spraševali, ne, ker že veselo zvokujejo. V glavnem, to je bila huda ura neposredno iz Mostovne v Novi Gorici. Cirkulacija 2, to je tretji event iz serije Platforma za totalno umetnost v letošnjem letu. Mal prenapeta, prenapet načrt. Trije eventi pač niso enostavna stvar. No, kljub temu se nam nekako zdi, da bomo zmogli. V glavnem, 4 leta, to je bilo prvo leto, še naslednje 3 leta, smo odkole lajhali od Triglava pa do Vardarja in mogoče to do Bombaja. Ne? V glavnem, to je zaenkrat še šifra, ampak ko bo kaj bolj konkretnega, pa pridemo z verodostojnimi podatki na plano. Verjetno se noben od poslušalcev, ki tole posluša, ne bo podal prav zaradi cirkulacije v Novo Gorico. Tako da je bilo to, ne vem, tako na pol nefunkcionalno druženje, na vsak način pa ni škodil, no, takole. Huda ura. Adio.
Ob znaku Boura, 3 Ob znaku Boura, 23, 59, 50 sekund.
No, beto l'ora, io,
Ob znaku Boura, 1 minut i 1 sekund.
Ej, ti! Пока ты на ушах стоишь!